every single company that has been doing everything possible to be as greedy as possible over the past 6 to 12 months is finally going to get what they absolutely deserve. You see, here on the channel, we've been covering everything that's been going on in terms of AI, Nvidia, Microsoft, and every other major DRAM manufacturer on the planet for the last 7 months. The difference, though, is the last couple of days ago, we found out some incredibly disturbing news. Not only is everything going to crumble faster than anyone ever expects, but this is going to be a catastrophe greater than anyone could possibly, in fact, imagine. Mostly because we've seen every single major technology company invest its money into each other over and over again, literally making the bubble that we all know is going to effectively burst. But the craziest thing is watching these companies still do whatever they can to squeeze out every single dollar and red cent out of your pocket by going around and stopping production, or in the worst case, even then, creating more ways of screwing you as a customer. Because according to WCCF Tech, Nvidia and AMD have reportedly notified their partners about an increase in GPU memory bundle prices. Nvidia's reported price increase is said to be lower than AMD's, suggesting a more modest adjustment compared to its rival. Yeah, first of all, I'm going to go ahead and press X to doubt that the fact that Nvidia is going to be going around and saying, oh, our price adjustment is going to be a little bit better than AMD's. That's going to be a wild thing to see. Basically, because Nvidia has been doing everything they can to squeeze out every red cent from your pocket, increasing the cost of GPUs generation over generation consistently. We saw the 4000 series do it, where they even launched a fake GPU SKU that was named the exact same as the other ones, and then went ahead and had to unlock that actual card. Let's not forget the 4080, by the way. We all know what happened. Then they turn around and raise the price on the 80 series class cards again, and on the 90 series class cards for the 50 series as well. So I don't really feel like Nvidia is going to be going around and having the best idea for consumer advocacy. The thing is, though, there's more to this, because like the actual tweet said from WCCF Tech, it's not just Nvidia raising prices, but AMD as well. But let's see what the article had to say and go from there. With the article, in fact, saying this: on January 16th, Nvidia officially notified its AIC partners that all bundled GDDR6 and GDDR7 memory packages are now increasing in price. We have been informed of the price increase through familiar AIC partners, but we won't specify the exact price here. What we can say is that Nvidia's new prices are still lower than those announced by AMD to its AIB partners via BenchLife. Nvidia promised that it would absorb the memory cost to ensure gamers can still get GPUs at an affordable price, and so did AMD. It appears that both GPU manufacturers have now informed their board partners about the price hike in memory chips. Both supply the GPU and memory chips to their board partners, and therefore, the AIBs will have no choice but to increase the GPU prices. However, it's said that Nvidia's newly announced GPU memory prices are still lower than AMD's board partners. And there's going to be a couple of reasons why I think this is in fact happening. You see, Nvidia and AMD are in fact raising prices of their GPUs, but the difference is AMD may be taking a different approach. And I think what's going to be happening is you're going to be seeing AMD specifically focus on just certain cards rather than actually providing a better overall price for every card in total. In fact, videocards.com said this: AMD is reportedly now prioritizing the RTX 9070 XT over the non-XT variant. And because of this news, I'm not entirely sure which way AMD is going to go. Nvidia will absolutely be raising the price of every single GPU, but I think what mostly will be happening instead with AMD is this. Nvidia may just go around and raise the price of all their GPUs by my guesstimation around 10 to 15%. What AMD might be doing instead is raising the price of their GPUs overall and focusing solely on the XT model of the 9070, basically just raising the floor of their GPUs in general, thereby making the non-XT version of the 9070 look like a worse deal overall, even though we already know it actually is, and then turning around and raising the price of the XT model even higher than what was actually expected, above the actual MSRP, like what we saw a few years back. even though right now we finally got the 9070 XT back down to MSRP, and in some cases even below it, depending upon if you're able to get to a micro center. That would be the actual worst case scenario, because it would limit the amount of actual GPUs consumers and customers can get, and also causing the AIB board partners to raise the prices on you overall. Even though we had the rumors before of NVIDIA no longer providing memory towards their AIB board partners because of this entire issue. The problem though is, it looks like pricing of GPUs may in fact get even worse than we're actually seeing right now, or even expecting. Because also according to videocards.com, the RTX 5090 price is now approaching the cost of an entire RTX 5090 pre-built. Great, here we go again. This is what we're doing right now. We're going back to going around and having to buy pre-built PCs to then shuck the actual GPU out of the actual PC and then finally sell the rest of the parts because everything else is too expensive because of Ethereum and also being locked inside of our houses for a couple of years. Great, great. Gotta love it. These companies do everything they possibly can to go ahead and fuck you on a consistent basis. And of course, you can't trust AMD either, because they're going to be doing the exact same thing, because like we've talked about before, they are in fact NVIDIA's cousin. But the problem is, all of this is going to come crashing down faster than anybody could have actually predicted. And honestly, it's all NVIDIA's fault. They're the ones that push the AI bubble. They're the ones that are going around and forcing this onto everybody else. And they're the ones selling the entire AI pipeline dream to every single major tech company, going around and just taking in shares from every other major tech company as well, including Intel, OpenAI, and everybody else you could possibly imagine too. It's all one big ring, and it's like a snake eating its tail, and they're all going to get caught in the crossfire, because apparently the bubble could in fact burst. According to Tom's Hardware, NVIDIA's China market share is to drastically decrease from 66% to 8%, analysts claim. Export curbs and homegrown success are to blame. Oh, what happened, Jensen? I'm sorry. This could really just be a major impact for the company as well, and the entire idea of AI in general. What we're seeing right now is the possibility of NVIDIA losing massive market share in China. You know that same exact place that NVIDIA has been smuggling their chips into before they actually got approval from the US government to then sell their chips inside the country as well? Basically playing just both sides in the entire field, trying to make as much money as they humanly possibly can. But it turns out that Chinese GPUs may in fact be taking a bigger share than NVIDIA actually realizes, and they could be losing that actual battle and placing their bets in the wrong space. But the thing is though, there's more. A lot more. With the article saying this, even though NVIDIA's AI GPUs and rack scale solutions remain the most sought after AI accelerators, curbs set on exports of NVIDIA's AI processors to China, first by the White House, then by Beijing, are having a drastic effect on the company's presence in the People's Republic. As a result, the company's share in China could drop to just 8% in the coming years, as domestic suppliers can satisfy around 80% of local demand, reports Nikkei, citing analysis from Bernstein. Saying, quote, "The new products meet the needs of domestic developers," said Zhang Jianzong, chief executive of More Threads, at a news conference while announcing the codenamed Huashan product, the company's first GPU dedicated solely for the acceleration of AI workloads. There will be no more need to wait for advanced products from overseas. That is going to be a massive blow against NVIDIA specifically, simply because, as you can tell from this picture right here, they've been trying to siphon money from every single company and are trying to be the major centerpiece of everything that is involved with AI, GPUs, memory, and everything else that impacts you on a daily basis. Them pushing these kinds of projects onto companies like Dell, Microsoft, Google, and everybody else, and even OpenAI, we'll talk about them in a moment too, trying to make this insane arms race of buying every piece of memory, GPU, RAM, and even NAND flash memory that they possibly can to put into actual containment warehouses, just because the idea of them even turning on is completely impossible because we don't have the actual infrastructure for electricity, water, or anything to power these racks in the first place. Hell, Satya Nadella even said it himself. And I think the funniest part about all of this is, not only are we seeing NVIDIA start to probably take a fall, but the thing is, they're even the ones responsible for the memory crunch in the first place. Because according to OC3D, NVIDIA confirms that GeForce RTX GPU supply is, quote, constrained. With Hardware Lux, in fact, asking this, what changes are occurring in the GeForce ecosystem given the current memory market? with NVIDIA's response being this: demand for GeForce RTX GPUs is strong and memory supply is constrained. We continue to ship all GeForce SKUs and are working closely with our suppliers to maximize memory availability. So yeah, this is going to probably go from bad to worse before it in fact gets better for you and me as customers and consumers. The problem though is we're seeing all these conflicting reports and information. We're seeing NVIDIA say, hey, we're memory constrained, we're still going to sell these GPUs, then turn right back around and say, oh, by the way, we're increasing the prices of all the GPUs because we're memory constrained. So good luck trying to buy them, I guess? And then AMD just following the same suit as well, where AMD could literally just turn around and say, you know what? We're going to take the hit. We'll take the loss in the actual sale. We want to focus on the customer and consumer and then go from there. But they're not going to do that because they also promised massive amounts of power on the GPU side scale. And the funniest part about all of this is watching both NVIDIA and AMD and so many others put all their eggs into one basket. And as they're doing this, they're going to go ahead and pop the actual bubble that we all knew was coming, because it turns out that even OpenAI can't sustain itself. According to Frost article on Twitter saying this, report, OpenAI is projected to lose $14 billion in 2026, with mounting costs accelerating cash burn. Analysis warned that without another major funding round, the company could face a liquidity crunch as early as 2027.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened? What, you mean the thing that everybody told you guys was going to happen is happening? Yeah, we all knew it was going to happen. We all called it happening. We all knew the bubble would burst at some point. And every single one of you clowns, every single CEO of NVIDIA, Intel, AMD, Microsoft, I'm looking at you, you're next, don't worry. And everybody else in Google dumping money and tons of time and effort and removing every single product from the consumer to run your goddamn stupid idiotic data centers, to go ahead and poison water, remove everything from the customer, completely destroy any piece of home computing whatsoever, and then raise the prices, and you guys expected you'd be making money over everything? That this would actually continue in some weird capacity way? When we've seen the actual image of where you guys are getting your money from, you're just trading it back and forth between each other the entire fucking time, like actual clowns in a circus. But I think the funnier part is that OpenAI is admitting it's not making any money at all, and this is going to drive investors away. And this could in fact be the prick that pops the bubble that we've all been dealing with for the past 2+ years. According to OpenAI on Twitter, saying this, in the coming weeks, we plan to start testing ads in ChatGPT, free and go tiers. We're sharing our principles early on how we'll approach ads guided by putting user trust and transparency first as we work to make an AI accessible for everyone. What matters most? Responses in ChatGPT will not be influenced by ads.
Yeah, okay, sure. Whatever you say, buddy.
Ads are always separate and clearly labeled. Your conversations are private from advertisers.
Yeah, I'm gonna press X to doubt on that one too, my guy.
Sure. Plus, Pro, Business, and Enterprise tiers will not have ads.
Oh, there it is. That is going to be, in my opinion, the first little prick on the actual skin of this bubble that is going to burst everything. We have a company that people have been dumping billions of dollars into, a company that has bought 40% of all the actual DRAM wafers on the planet to hoard and do nothing with, causing the memory crunch crisis, working with NVIDIA specifically to also increase the memory crunch crisis, to make things worse for you as an actual consumer and gamer in this space. And then they're going to turn around and be like, guys, the last thing we ever want to do is put ads, because that means we're not going to be successful. And here they are putting on fucking ads in ChatGPT. You gotta love it. Even when you pay for it, it's going around that exact same time frame. It can't be any sweeter and better watching this entire thing collapse under the weight of its own idiotic self being built on a house of sand. This whole thing is going to burst faster than NVIDIA would actually blink or OpenAI would blink as well. And I think the crazier part is how Microsoft is also hedging their bets on AI, when in reality what's happening is that their stock price is collapsing because of it. According to Windows Central, Microsoft's share price drops 10% in just 3 months as its AI projects shrivel. What's going on? An analysis. According to Windows Latest, Microsoft wants everybody to embrace Copilot AI or the bubble could burst. Satya Nadella warns AI boom could falter without wider adoption, saying, quote,
For this not to be a bubble by definition, it requires that the benefits of this are much more evenly spread, said Nadella in a statement to the Financial Times. I'm much more confident that this is a technology that will, in fact, build on the rails of cloud and mobile, diffuse faster, and bend the productivity curve, and bring local surplus and economic growth all around the world, he added. While all the other AI tools are booming, Copilot on the web has just 1% market share, and Microsoft won't tell us how many people use Copilot on Windows 11.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's going on? Is everything just falling apart that you guys were trying to bank on the entire time? Just trading fake IOUs between each other on a service that nobody, in fact, wants to use? Or the fact that you guys are just simply just going around and swindling every single person online and every single tech company as well? Way to go, boys. Who knew the bubble would actually burst with all of this? Everybody did. We all called it from the very beginning. Screwing over customers and consumers, charging massive amounts of money for RAM just because you guys want to buy every single wafer that you possibly can and store it and do nothing with it. Nadella on his own admitting Microsoft uses AI for 30% of Windows code, then turning around and having to push out emergency updates because people can't shut down their fucking computer. Okay. It's the same thing with these companies every single time. They want to push this actual garbage, this slop, onto you as a customer and then expect you to deal with it. You're giving them all the money, your data, your info, and then shoving ads in your face the entire time. Meanwhile, Nvidia is losing massive share in China, the country they've been smuggling their chips into and playing both sides with politically the entire time. OpenAI can't make enough money to sustain itself, so they're pumping ads into it. And Microsoft decided to go ahead and fire a ton of people, go ahead and spend $80 billion and then trying to tell you, hey, you're the problem because you can't shut down your fucking computer the half the time. I just can't with these people. This bubble needs to burst faster than I could actually want. And the thing is, I use AI. I actually think it's a neat tool. And that's what it is, a tool. That's exactly how it should be treated. Not as a replacement, not as a companion. These guys are going around trying to pretend as if it's going to like magnify and change the entire world. And the thing is, these dudes don't get it. They think they're going to go ahead and control everything, when in reality, what's going to happen is either A, no one's going to have enough money or a job to buy anything that these companies are trying to fucking sell in the first place with their stupid ads in the AI chatbot in the first place, or B, people just won't use the product, causing the bubble to pop in the first place of everything they actually wanted to do. Even Dell admitted people aren't buying PCs because it has AI on it. They're in fact avoiding it altogether, yet still turn around and double down on putting AI on their computers because they fall into the sunk cost fallacy, and that's exactly what's going to be happening as well. Microsoft is going to be coming out with a brand new console for the Magnus, and if that has Copilot integration AI into it, which you can bet your sweet bippy it totally will, you will see them celebrate that as a win of use for Copilot in general, and then trying to push that onto gamers in the first place. And I'll tell you this, if it's one group of people that fucking hate being told what to do, it's people like you and me that are gamers. And to make matters even worse, if the actual Magnus does cost $1,000, or if the PS6 costs $1,000, people are going to stop playing video games, or they're going to go ahead and just buy older hardware, because people are even doing that right now. DDR3 is in fact selling even faster on the consumer space than they were before, and people are building $300 to $400 PCs that are playing Cyberpunk at 60 FPS. That's how far we're willing to go. That's how far gamers are willing to push things to go ahead and say, you know what? I don't want to be tied to you as a service. I don't want to be tied to you in any specific way. I don't want to give you a monthly sub. I want to buy my game. I want to keep my game. And you can go ahead and shove AI up your fucking ass. How about that? And I think that's why the Steam Machine is going to do so incredibly well. Even if it is underpowered, even if it is 8 gigs of VRAM, what you're looking at is an actual company going around and providing you, a customer, with proper ownership of the actual device. And I know I've heard people say, like, you don't own your games on Steam. What are you talking about? Everybody who says that, yeah, I get it. I know. Digital rights management. But the thing is, you're going to actually own this piece of device. You're going to own this operating system. And there's plenty of ways to own your items digitally instead of just buying them on Steam. And you know what I'm talking about, baby. Good old yo-ho fiddle-dee-dee. Being a pirate is so fun to be. When you're a pirate, everything's free. You are a pirate. But you know what's really crazy? Not only my insane rant just a few minutes ago, but the fact that somebody on Twitter encapsulated the entire thing that's going to be happening with AI and the hardware and this bubble, in fact, bursting.
Jatin on Twitter, in fact, said this. The reason why RAM has become four times more expensive is that a huge amount of RAM that has not yet been produced was purchased with non-existent money to be installed in GPUs that also have not yet been produced in order to place them in data centers that have not yet been built, powered by infrastructure that may never appear to satisfy demand that does not actually exist, and to obtain profit that is mathematically impossible.
Oh, perfection. Better than anything I could have ever actually said. That is exactly why people like Satya Nadella are freaking the fuck out about Copilot integration and why he wants the bubble to keep growing. In fact, he even admitted himself it's an actual fucking bubble. Why NVIDIA is freaking out about people trying to point out that they could be in fact stopping production of their 5070 16GB cards, while we're seeing AMD prioritize the XT models of the 9070 and not the regular 9070 as well. All of this for money that doesn't exist, for a product that nobody even understands has any value, for the inability for it to even actually function properly, for Sam Altman and OpenAI to create a bubble that will burst. And my guess is it'll happen this year. And when it does, everybody here is going to have a red letter day. But you know what? When the bubble does in fact actually burst and all those data centers have to fire sale all their hardware that they couldn't do anything with, or sell back all those wafers that they had nothing to do with back to TSMC and Micron and everybody else, I cannot wait for the day all these companies come crawling back on their hands and knees to little old customers and consumers, ready to go through and sell us the products that they actually wanted to sell in the first place, and not be the greedy little fucking pay pigs that they expect us to be. And here's the thing, folks, when they do come crawling back, and they absolutely will, don't give them your money still. Make them work for it. Because clearly, they thought you weren't good enough in the first place. But you know what? I want to hear what you guys have to say about this in the comments section down below. Are you holding off on upgrading your PC? Are you waiting for the AI bubble to burst? Is this going to be the actual first prick in the bubble that pops everything and makes it all collapse? I want to hear what you guys have to say. In fact, I actually do mean it, because here's the comment of the day from Monday's video. YMO1965 says this: if devs use AI extensively, then prices should drop to reflect this for these titles, especially if it's saving them time and cost. The cost saving should benefit the gamer too. YMO, you're actually 100% absolutely correct. If companies are going to be using AI to save time and money, those savings should be passed on to you as a customer. But the thing is, we all know what these companies want, and that's a bigger bag every time. That's why the layoffs happen, that's why they use AI in the first place, and while they keep raising the price on you and trying to fuck you on a consistent basis. Remember, when they come crawling back, the best thing to say is no. But like I said before, tell me what you guys think about this entire thing in the comment section down below, and you may end up in the comment of the day. If you want to see more of this kind of content though, more PC port reviews, gaming news, Steam Deck videos, fanboy content, and even live streams every Saturday night, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, subscribe to the channel. We're on our way to 105K. If you want Discord access or most during live streams, become a YouTube member. It's as low as a dollar. If you don't want to spend the buck, don't sweat it. Just come on down Saturday nights, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, live right here on the channel, as I wear a banana suit and get insulted by around 800 people with AI TTS. You know, using AI properly as a tool and having fun with it rather than actually as a replacement. That's right, Saturday nights, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, live right here. Don't forget. And if you want to see even more content, check out my second channel, Oh No, It's Alex Gaming. I do reacts, I make videos about ARPGs, and even video essays as well that are going to be placing on that channel too. So definitely check it out and subscribe. With all that being said though, thank you guys so much for watching. Hope you have a great one, and I'll see you gooners next time. Peace!